Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban has killed an ISIS leader suspected of planning the 2021 suicide bombing at Kabul airport that left 13 American service members dead and over 170 Afghans killed. Officials did not identify the suspect's name, but said he was a leader of the ISIS Afghanistan chapter known as the Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K. The report indicates he was killed earlier this month. The choice between Biden and Trump in the 2024 presidential cycle is a no-go for a large number of Americans.
A new poll is finding that a majority of Americans don't want either President Biden or former President Trump to run in 2024. The Reuters Ipsos poll found that 45% of Democrats don't want Biden to run again. That's compared to 34% of Republicans who say the same thing about Trump. Overall, the poll found that about two-thirds of all respondents don't want either to run in 2024. I'm John Schaefer.
Senators Angus King and Lisa Murkowski will introduce a bipartisan bill today that would require the U.S. Supreme Court to create its own code of conduct within a year. This after Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch failed to properly disclose their financial activities. King said, "It's pitiful that we have to introduce this bill. It's pathetic that the Supreme Court hasn't done this itself." End quote. Less than a year ago, there were indications that the Chevy Bolt EV and Bolt EUV wouldn't be around too much longer. The whole fire issue really put a strain on sales. Yesterday, GM made it official. Production for the Bolt EV and Bolt EUV will stop later this year. NBA's Phoenix Suns are heading to Denver and the Western Conference semifinals after beating the Clippers 136-130 in Phoenix. This is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the budget and debt ceiling fight continues in Washington, Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania, told Newsmax that House Republicans will not give President Biden a blank check while negotiating the rise in the debt ceiling.
The president says he's not going to negotiate. He wants a blank check, and he thinks that we can't pass anything. And we're here to say, as a person who has never voted for a debt ceiling increase, I didn't come to Washington to bankrupt my country. We're willing to do something, but you've got to come to the table.
Is Hunter Biden the baby's daddy? Biden is being ordered to appear in an Arkansas court for his paternity case.
The president's son reached a financial agreement with the woman, a former stripper, in 2020 after being forced to take a paternity test that proved he's the father of the now 4-year-old girl. Since then, Hunter Biden fought to have his child support payments lowered, prompting the woman to file suit demanding to see Biden's financials. After lengthy delays, the judge in the case said she will no longer excuse clients from their court obligations. Biden's financials are already the subject of a federal tax investigation. I'm Skip Kelly.
A Japanese company hoping to carry out a rare private moon landing says it's likely the lunar lander crashed on the surface. Communication was lost with the lander moments before it was due to touchdown yesterday. Engineers are investigating what happened. After reaching the landing site in the moon's northern hemisphere, the lander was to deploy two payloads to analyze the lunar soil, its geology, and atmosphere. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, is with us. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing fine. Just lots going on here. You know, we're just hearing about Dan Bongino and Judge Pirro, maybe a couple of others being let go out of Fox. Some think that this has some connection with the Dominion settlement. You know, and I got to tell you about this. What bothers me is this settlement for, you know, what, $768 million. You know, wouldn't it have been nice to have $768 million invested into finding out if the 2020 election was legitimate? Forget about Dominion. Forget about, you know, the other software company, Smartmatic or whatever it is, you know, that's also involved in another lawsuit with Fox. But how about just doing a service for the American people to find out and really put at rest once and for all the legitimacy of the 2020 election? Is that even a fair proposal?
Well, of course it's a fair proposal, but it's a proposal that will never see the light of day. And the reason being is that, you know, in certain terms, the science is already settled. Mm-hmm. And so the Democrats got what they wanted. They used Mark Elias, who interestingly no longer represents the DNC, but they used Mark Elias to threaten states, threaten not just states, but municipalities, counties, cities, with wide-ranging lawsuits if they did not implement certain laws beyond the legislature. The legislature mm-hmm. didn't change the laws in many of these states. Unelected bureaucrats changed election laws in many of these states. Threatened them with lawsuits. Basically made them change the law, to tell them, told them how to change the law and what to put into the law in order to guarantee a Democratic victory. That's what this came down to. We all know that Joe Biden did not get 80 million votes. And for those of us that really don't know that, we suspect it. And why we yes. suspect that is because we hope to God that there aren't 80 million idiots walking amongst us that would hire someone like Joe Biden for the job. And not only is it our hope, but we saw the campaigns. I never saw a Biden hat. I never saw a Biden sign. Mm-hmm. I never saw more than a handful of people at his rallies where he forced people to sit in circles 6 feet apart. When you look
or stay in their cars, right? Remember that one?
Remember stay in their cars. Yeah.
Yes.
So they use the guise of COVID in order to rig an election in their favor. There is no reason why all of our election laws mysteriously changed under the pandemic And then the most votes in U.S. history is cast when supposedly everyone's supposed to stay home. Well, that's why, right. mail-in ballots came into play.
Which so they knew was going to be a problem with previous studies back in the 80s, right? This was right. already researched, and the outcome was determined that with mail-in right. ballots, you were going to promote fraud.
Well, right, because there is no chain of custody.
Yeah.
Right, you cannot verify that the person casting the ballot is the actual person voting. And so on top of mail-in balloting, you also have ballot harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another break in chain of custody. The Democrats have manipulated election laws to the point that it has caused speculation in our election, not confidence. All of the changes in the laws, but this is on the Democrats. All of the
it totally
in the
is.
Laws
exactly.
that the Democrats have implemented under the guise of COVID, for example, in Nevada, they changed our entire election system during an emergency session of COVID, where no press could go into the building and ask questions, no people could stand up, the constituents, and contest in opposition of it. So they are the ones that have created and seeded doubt in our electoral system. The Democrats are the ones that have done this because of all of the changes to election laws that have caused this doubt.
And the thing is, what's even more reckoning, Megan, it has divided us. It has put us into the realm of the ununited states of America. It's no longer about America. It's about one party against the other. And this is why we're at each other's throats right now, and why you and I would be instantaneously canceled in some platforms because it is doctrinal. You must believe what the uniparty and the permanent ruling class, the bureaucratic class, and the industry, the industrial complex, that weaponized industrial complex that runs our government tells us, and if we don't comport, they have ways, and guess what? They're continuing to move progressively in which they tighten down the screws to where you and I can no longer be free and participate in what our founding fathers had put so much on the line for, including their very lives, and that is for this great American idea.
Well, I mean, look at Arizona. We're still questioning the results in courts over Arizona. Well, perhaps if they didn't use 18 different types of ballots when only one ballot was verified to be used, we wouldn't be in this situation. Maybe if all of the machines didn't mysteriously break down on election day in solidly red districts, we wouldn't be in this position.
Exactly.
So because of the Democrats' decisions, because of their actions, we are at this point. They are the ones that have created the quote-unquote election deniers.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you're calling this out because that's where it belongs. It is at their doorstep. You know, the Republican Party didn't do it. Independents didn't do it. It was single-handedly manufactured by the progressive wing of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and like in Nevada, for example, they changed all of our election laws. Like literally every single piece of election law was turned upside down on its head and fundamentally changed overnight on a party line vote. That's not representative democracy. We went from casting our ballot at polling locations, or they changed it to polling centers. We used to have precinct voting in Nevada, mm-hmm. so I could just
right.
walk to my local library, cast
right.
my ballot, walk home. It was wonderful. They did that all throughout the state. Well, they came along and said, oh, no, you know, that's just not working. It was working fine. We're going to go to polling centers. So then they popped up polling centers, like 10 in a county, where people then had to wait 3 hours in line because there were only so many polling centers. Well, now that was suppression. So then they changed it to, under COVID, oh, you know what? We're just going to make it easy. Everyone's going to get a mail-in ballot to every single registered voter.
You see, that's what they do. They do this. They create the problem so that they can come up with their own manufactured solution that serves their benefit. This is nothing new. They continue to do this, and America has got to wake up, because in the process of allowing them to get away with this, we are being socially engineered and bamboozled. We're being lied to three ways to Sunday, and we don't have the same America that we had even 10 years ago, Megan.
No, we don't have the same America that we had 3 years ago, quite frankly. We don't have the same America pre-Joe Biden. Especially when it comes to this transgender insanity that's been occupying the news and mutilating our kids. This all of a sudden went on steroids. You know, it wasn't too long ago where we were talking about gender dysphoria as a mental illness. Now we have the American Medical Association encouraging.
Exactly.
The minors.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Megan Barth after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth continues with us, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, also the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, I want you to pick up where we left off in talking about the transgenderism, with all due respect, madness.
I have no respect. So I don't have to preface that. I have absolutely no respect for people who believe that an 8, 9, 10-year-old can just choose their gender and then go on hormone blockers, which is basically a nicer word for a castration pill.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have any sympathy or apologies to the ghouls that are complicit in this mutilation of children, in this practice.
Mm-hmm.
This is much like Planned Parenthood that's only in the business for pain
right.
and for inflicting harm upon children.
Mm-hmm.
This whole racket that has sprung up over the last few years, you know, it's interesting. I watch the legislative debates here at my legislature, and oftentimes Democrats will, you know, always say it's for the children, it's for the children. And many times when they're against a good policy, they'll use the children to say, well, they're not old enough to make these types of decisions. Their brains, I remember this one of their experts, the brains aren't fully developed until the age of, like, 22 or something to that effect. And
yeah.
I'm like, but you're advocating for a 10-year-old to make a decision to alter their gender, to cut off their breasts?
Yes.
To, mm-hmm. You know, but those kids are adults enough to know the consequences of their decision, but they're not old enough when it comes to some other issue. They have to be 22. What are you talking about? It was actually about gun control, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want anyone under 21 years old handling a gun because the brains hadn't fully developed. Well, how
yes.
does that affect the military?
Right. Exactly. When you got 17 and 18-year-olds. Right.
Democrats are really sly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll pick and choose what type of science they want to use and then tell us the science is settled.
Well, and of course, the thing is it's not. It doesn't, you know, become part of a debate. It's just part of a dictate. You know, and there's no argument. Once they espouse whatever it is that their agenda is, you know, it's like, you know, meanwhile, most of America is scribing, going, what? Did I hear what you just said? That is absolutely stupid. But, you know, the problem is that we've got all under the guise of freedom of the press. The freedom of the press is no longer free. It is one-sided, it is biased, and it continues to carry the water, you know, for this kind of idiocy. And then what happens after everything is all said and done, and then lawsuits ensue, and they realize that all this stupid scientific mishmash and reasoning and theoretical practice that they thrust upon our young kids, and lawsuits abound, then guess who gets to pay for it? Not them. They don't go to jail. Nobody goes to prison. It's we the people that got to pay the freight for their theory and their idiocy, and we're stuck in this cycle of, you know, wash, rinse, repeat, you know, and that's what we seem to be stuck in right now, because the idea of common sense has left the building here, Megan.
Well, it has. And, you know, I can go out, if I had $1 million, I could go out and find a scientist and I could tell him, hey, I have $1 million. I need you to come up with a study that shows me that climate change is going to destroy the world in 10 years. And I can guarantee you that the scientists will find enough quote-unquote evidence or derived evidence or manipulated evidence in order to prove my theory, right?
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Why? He's going to get $1 million.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but these scientists, see, to your point, the scientists routinely for the last decades have been given that kind of money, and it's been mega millions of dollars that they've been given to write these research papers, these full research papers, and you have scientists that, you know, cannot participate, and this is all, you know, we the people, it's our money that is all being controlled by these climate alarmists, and they're controlling the dollar to get the outcome, to get the research papers, just like your example. And that's what we're stuck with right now.
Right, and it's not just climate science. It was COVID. It was the, you know, the science settled. Follow the science. The science has never proven that masks work, but they found some scientists that the NIH paid, you know, they had millions of dollars to throw around to tell us that social distancing worked, masks worked, plexiglass worked, you know, all the circles worked, you know, all of that stuff that was supposedly science, but it was political science. It had absolutely nothing to do with medical science in the sense of a virus. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood how plexiglass worked. The plexiglass was only 2 feet by 2 feet, so the virus couldn't travel around the plexiglass or under the plexiglass or over the plexiglass. And then you were handling money.
It's only linear for that part of the argument. That's right. The thing, right?
Yeah, a virus doesn't. Yeah, it only moves straight out of your mouth. Yeah. Does not branch out. And I'm watching all of these absolute. What was surprising about the whole COVID scam to me, and I knew it was a scam from day one.
Mm-hmm.
What was surprising about it is how many people just fell in line.
Yeah.
And how many people believed the BS.
Yeah. Well, that's the power of fear, Megan. The power of fear, the misuse of spokespeople. Shame on these celebrities and all these different media outlets that got on the bandwagon. And now here it is. Things that you and I talked about early on. We talked with other doctors, free-minded, liberty-oriented doctors who were on the field of play. And they were doing no harm, keeping their patients off respirators, out of the hospital, and free from serious complications with COVID. Two doctors in particular down in Imperial Valley, California. Over 10,000 patients. Not one went to the hospital. Nobody died. And they did not rely on the government prescribed, prescriptions. And they didn't follow, their guidelines. They used common sense and kept people out of trouble. And you know, what they got for their reward, Megan? They got to go up to Sacramento to the tribunal that they were having up there, the little, Newsom Star Chamber, to put these guys on the hot seat and threaten them with losing their their medical license.
Yeah, and the same thing happened in Nevada, whereby the governor at the time, thank God he's no longer our governor, basically banned pharmacists from prescribing ivermectin or whatever medicine outside mm-hmm. of a respirator that the governor, that the pharmacist wanted to prescribe, or the doctor even. The doctor also had their medical license threatened if they dare go outside the formulary, the government formulary and treatment for COVID, which we knew had severe and deadly consequences. As we look at remdesivir and the deaths related to it, specifically the hospital deaths on respirators.
Look what we're finding out now, as a result of mRNA, the complications. You got young people falling dead suddenly. It is amazing how much the government was, how effective they were in scaring people to get the vaccine. But yet, people are just not hearing, I guess, enough of the complications and the people who died as a result of the vaccine.
Well, the FDA must have, because they just ripped the original vaccines off of the market.
Yeah.
I'm sure you heard that.
Okay. So there's enough there, but look how long it's taken, Megan. I mean, we've lost over.
Go through approval, and then all of a sudden, these two vaccines that were supposed to cure everything but cancer that were just suddenly ripped off the market and silently ripped off the market.
Exactly. And so, what's going to happen? I mean, are they truly without liability, or is there going to be something? I mean, there are some cases going to court right now that they're putting the pressure on these pharmaceuticals, and of course, they operate under an emergency authorization use, and that gives them a get out of jail card. But there's got to be some liability still, regardless. No,
I haven't seen it yet. Dr. Fauci is still free, still collecting $500,000 pension. Still making $1 million off the stock trade. I haven't seen it yet. And until there is accountability in any of these issues that we talked about this morning, whether it's the voting issues in Arizona and beyond, whether it's the government handling of COVID, the pharmaceutical manufacturer liability, the list goes on and on. There won't be change in this country, because you cannot have change. You cannot progress without accountability.
Amen. Perfectly said. Megan Barr, thank you. Take care.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban has killed an ISIS leader suspected of planning the 2021 suicide bombing at Kabul Airport that left 13 American service members dead and over 170 Afghans killed. Officials did not identify the suspect's name, but said he was a leader of the ISIS Afghanistan chapter known as the Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K. The report indicates he was killed earlier this month. Senators Angus King and Lisa Murkowski will introduce a bipartisan bill today that would require the U.S. Supreme Court to create its own code of conduct within a year. This after Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch failed to properly disclose their financial activities. King said, "It's pitiful that we have to introduce this bill. It's pathetic that the Supreme Court hasn't done this itself." End quote. Lance Pryde, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. We're talking Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how are you, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. Okay. Inflation supposedly down 50%. Okay, help me and help us understand how they're calculating inflation being down by almost 50%.
Well, it had been as much as 9% back last June or so, and now it's about 5%, something like that. So it has come down from those peaks.
I'm still paying a lot for eggs. I'm not paying less for eggs. I'm paying more for eggs. I mean, gas is fluctuating, but it's still up. All these real things in our everyday lives are indicating contra the inflation number. That's why I'm saying help us understand.
Well, I mean, there are some things. Electronics are coming down to some extent, and housing prices have actually fallen for the last 7 months in a row, from a high level. Rents, for the most part, are still going up. There's still a shortage of places for people to rent. So inflation's very sticky. Wages are still going up at about a 4.5% rate. So employers have to pass those higher wages on in the form of higher prices. And now we got oil going up. The OPEC just cut back on production by 1 million barrels a day, and that made the price of oil go from 73 or low 70s into the low 80s. And that's going to be passed on. You're going to see that at the pump right away.
Yeah.
We were maybe at 330. Now we're going to be at 360, something like that. And all that gets passed through to consumers as well. When you buy something at the store, you're not just buying the thing, but you're buying the transportation.
What brought the thing there. Yeah, exactly. So what you're telling me is that infamous fist bump by President Biden and Saudi Arabia's reigning monarch that didn't work so much, did it?
No. When it got down to it, they were getting concerned in OPEC, and prices were getting down into the low 70s and high 60s, and if the economy's going to be slowing around the world, as it seems to be, then that means less demand for oil. So what they did, which is a surprise to the market, is they said, okay, well, we'll cut back on production and boost prices that way, and it did. Prices shot up that day because it was a surprise to the marketplace.
Yeah.
They take care of themselves. They don't take care of their customers.
Yeah. Well, and they're probably looking to make up some of the losses that they endured with Donald Trump, right?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, we were much stronger under Trump. We were energy independent.
Without a doubt, but it was forcing the numbers and the cost to go down. They lost a lot of money, these oil producing nations, because of our independence.
Well, that was part of it. I mean, COVID also had a big role to play. Mm-hmm. Oil prices went down because people weren't driving and flying and, you know, using gas as much. Remember, oil briefly went down to minus $38 a barrel. So
yeah, we needed to get down there so we could replenish our reserve, right?
Yeah. We've drained our strategic petroleum reserve, and we are not filling it back up. That's what Biden was using, was kind of to temporarily soften gasoline prices, but it was at the cost of the long-term reserve. That's our safety there. And he kind of
You got to love this leadership. I mean, it's just he's such a visionary, and it's just his ideas. I mean, you know, he told everybody that he rules by his gut. And
yes,
I think he's got problems with his gut. He may need a cleansing. You know, I'm just saying. But anyway, so inflation down, if you want to believe the numbers there, about 50%. Gold, Bitcoin up
sharply.
Gold
is over $2,000 an ounce for the first time ever, and Bitcoin's over 30,000. Remember, back in December, it's about 16,000. So that is telling you that people are worried about the banking system and about potential default on national debt. So these are the two safe haven alternatives, gold and Bitcoin, that are both really moving very sharply. I think they're going to move higher as well.
Yeah. So how is this progressing in such a way that we can look to digital currency brought to you by the U.S. government?
Well, it'll allow them to control everything, basically. Mm-hmm. If they can phase out physical cash and have everything be digital, they'll know everywhere you're spending your money all the time. It's an arm of central control,
right?
Not only U.S. but around the world.
Which is going to be brought to you by a crisis. I mean, and that's what we're getting. That's what you're suggesting here with these numbers that are going. You know, the loss of confidence with banks, the economy being what it is. I mean, Janet Yellen has kind of adjusted her attitude a little bit. Now she's cautiously optimistic about the economy.
Well, the banking system is a big problem, because when Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and then Credit Suisse right after that went down in over 2 weeks, it's like, well, what's the next shoe to drop?
Mm-hmm.
And the result has been people have been moving money out of small and medium-sized banks into the big banks, into Wells Fargo and Citibank and J.P. Morgan, because they think that it's classic too big to fail.
Yes.
Right, so they want to feel safe there, because the deposit insurance limit of $250,000 is not going to go up anytime soon. That's something that Congress has to do, and I don't think they're going to do it. Now,
I thought Joe Biden made that adjustment on the fly here when SVB and Signature went out.
Well, the FDIC did step in and insure all deposits for those two banks to prevent a wider contagion. That's correct.
Yeah.
But they can't promise that to the entire banking system. That would be something that Congress would have to do, and I think it's unlikely to do.
Right.
So people are worried, and they're moving their money around to keep it under the $250,000 deposit insurance limit. And the result is that medium and small-sized banks are losing deposits, which means they have less money to lend, which is going to hurt small businesses.
Which is, you had predicted. You said, get ready, we're going to start losing some of these local community banks because of this.
Exactly.
And once again, you're a Carnac the ingenious one, and you know this. You're all-knowing. You've got this figured out.
And that's really going to hurt small businesses that tend to get financed by these smaller community banks and mid-sized banks as well.
And it will affect the local communities because these small community banks, they invest locally.
Exactly. And so if the deposits are leaving there, I mean, they're not only going to big banks, they're going to treasuries, and people can just buy treasuries direct, treasurydirect.gov. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where the money's going these days. People want safe havens, and as we said, it's going to gold and Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. But it's going out of these small community banks. And, I mean, people don't think that Silicon Valley Bank was a unique situation. Mm-hmm. What got them into trouble is the same with many other banks, Bill. I mean, what got them into trouble is they took in all these deposits, they took the money and put it into long-term treasury bonds, mm-hmm. which normally you think would be a safe place to be, but then when interest rates rose so sharply in the last year and a half, the value of those bonds went way down, and when in effect it was a run on the bank, they had to sell their bonds at a loss to meet those redemptions. Well, the latest numbers I've seen is about $1.7 trillion in unrealized losses on banks' balance sheets from exactly the same thing, treasury bonds they bought that have fallen in value. So this is not going to be unique to Silicon Valley Bank.
Exactly. Well, and as you said, people are waiting for the next shoe to drop, and some of these banks are probably hanging by a little bit of a thread, you might say.
Well, they've got a lot of the unrealized losses. The difference in this case is because of how quick people can move these days, a bank run is much quicker than it used to be. This was the first electronic bank run, I guess you might say.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, you know, you had to go and everybody lined up at the teller and try
exactly.
to get the money out.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's just a few clicks on your cell phone. With Silicon Valley Bank, depositors took out $42 billion in 4 hours.
Okay. $42 billion.
That's a lot of clicking. Okay.
Yeah.
So the same thing could happen to other banks. And, you know, the FDIC has to move really fast. Normally, they wait till the end of the day to close a bank. In that case, they close it in the middle of the day because it was going to run out of money so fast.
Yeah.
So it's a new dynamic that we haven't seen before, people being able to bank runs just by clicking on their phone.
Exactly. Well, good point. About a minute left here. Janet Yellen, speaking of which, said the our debt could climb to about $50 trillion in not that long a period of time.
Well, that's the direction we're going
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment we're kind of in this state of suspended animation because they still haven't raised the national debt ceiling, which we hit of roughly $31.5 billion in January. The dates I've been hearing are June 5th or something like that, where the games stop and they've got to raise the debt ceiling or we default on national debt.
Okay, we'll leave it there. So for therapy, how do we get in touch with you?
My email is jordan@moneyanswers.com. Always glad to get emails from your listeners, Bill.
He's America's Money Answers Man, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com, also right there. We've got, that incredible archive of interviews from all our great guests, including our next one coming up here in just a few moments. You can download, share it with your friends absolutely free. It's our gift to you because we are givers after all, you know. Well, look at the question we have right now for Arizona is, what is going on with the tamale bill? Yes, you heard it right, the tamale bill. And you know how tamales are near and dear to my personal heart. Well, the Senate Democrats have executed a U-turn on said bill. And what it comes down to, it's all about protecting their governor, believe it or not. The Strategic Director of Labor Initiative in Arizona, Monet Box, is with us right now. And she says it's all about protecting the governor from embarrassment. Monet, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having us, and I appreciate that you're willing to have this conversation about the tamale bill.
Yeah, really. Explain to our audience, they hear tamale bill, and they might want to chuckle, but they need to realize there's more than just good eating behind the tamale bill.
Absolutely. So this is House Bill 2509 that was passed. It had bipartisan support, and it was passed through the House and Senate, and then the governor vetoed it. And so then it went back to a veto override, which was the first time this would have happened in 40 years. So a little bit more on what the tamale bill is. It's under the cottage food laws, which already exists. It's already on the books. This would just be expanding it. So I'm sure we've all picked up a tamale on either a road trip or on the side of the road here in Phoenix. It's kind of a staple of our community. But unfortunately, this would make it illegal to prepare it in your house and then sell it. So we're really saddened by this vote. The original vote was 52-8, so we should have been in the House. We should have been able to see this happen again, but unfortunately, this was politics. This wasn't about the community, and we weren't able to win those votes again.
What happened? I mean, I get that they, the second time around, I guess obviously the powers to be got together and said, no, we've got to turn this down, right? I mean, there was some behind the closed door wrangling on this still.
Absolutely. So Governor Hobbs had some concerns about foodborne illnesses, and I would like to address that. Five other states already have similar laws like this on their books, and their state health departments, three of those, have said that they have not had one single outbreak. Mm-hmm. So there's science, there's studies to prove that your grandma who's selling tamales or burritos or cookies, mm-hmm. she's not a criminal. Right. And this makes them a criminal. So unfortunately, like you just said, this was absolutely politicized. I don't see the facts to prove that this had anything to do with safety to the consumers. On the actual food product that you would buy, there's also there are regulations. So you would have to have the common name of the product, mm-hmm. the name of the registered food, and their registration number. So if you were to get sick, you would be able to call in and report that. There would be plenty of ways to make sure that, you know, you're taken care of and the food's being prepared properly. And like I said, it wasn't about food. It was about the politics.
So no sudden outbreak of people, you know, falling over after having a tamale?
No. And fun fact, tamales have been around for thousands of years. And the purpose of tamales was to last a long time as people were traveling thousands of miles. So, and again, this isn't just about tamales, even though it's a great fact about our Hispanic community. This is about all food. I mean, have you ever gone to grandma's house and had a good meal or go home and have a good meal? They're basically saying that it's not safe to do that.
I'm surprised that all the abuelas in Arizona aren't in an uproar, you know, at the governor's office. How dare you? How dare you even suggest that we would want to poison our kids? We may get upset with them. We throw a chunkle at them, but we wouldn't certainly, you know, you know, poison them by tamale, death by tamale. That'll be a movie that they'll come up with next, you know. So, oh, my God, this is so absurd and on its face, no doubt. And how embarrassing it should be. It should be. As they would say, no tiene orgullo, right? I mean, they have no shame to do this, right? I mean, for the Senate Democrats.
Absolutely. Well, the thing, I'd like to share a story with you. I'd like you to think about a woman who has two daughters. One is disabled, and selling burritos has been the only way she's been able to be a wonderful mom taking care of her children. She's been able to be there for them, sell her burritos in the morning, go pick up her kids. It's been her way of living. And unfortunately, because of this the veto override not taking place, she's not going to be able to do that. She is not going to be able to provide for both of her daughters, one being disabled, as she would have liked to. And so this isn't, again, I sympathize with the fact that they're trying to protect us, but they are hurting families. They are hurting our community. And they knew that. The minority whip yesterday mentioned, Melody Hernandez, that 100% of the emails from her constituents were in favor of the override. And yet Democrats voted against it. So it was really unfortunate.
Well, without a doubt, and we appreciate you coming on, you know, to point this out, but this is how ridiculous politics has become, is that it is blatantly ignoring common sense, and especially when there's nothing. I mean, we had more evidence against COVID than we did tamales. And look what we did, right, by comparison.
Yeah, well, thank you again so much, Bill, for having me on and having this conversation. You know, we're just going to keep fighting for our community, and we are going to try again next year to get this passed.
Okay, so this is not dead and gone. You say next year you're going to be able to revisit. What does that process look like, Monet?
Yeah, really, it's just going through the same process we went through this year. Representative Grantham was the one who sponsored it this year. And so next year you'll see Libre out there again supporting it, trying to gather the community together and supporting the Republicans and the Democrats who are in favor of this, and hoping that Governor Hobbs next year takes a different look and will reassess this bill.
What's going to happen in the meanwhile, Monet? Because, I mean, you know, Hispanic families, they, you know, they share food. They make tamales in their own kitchen, tortillas, burritos, that sort of thing. That is just a common everyday expression. So what, our grandmas are now felons in Arizona for making a burrito?
Not felons, but they can spend up to 30 days in jail. Could you imagine seeing a grandma on the side of the road just trying to make ends meet, or a mom on the side of the road selling burritos and being thrown in jail for 30 days? I can't imagine it, but that's where we are right now.
Well, I got to tell you, Monet, when I was in California, and I was in a particularly heavily impacted Hispanic community, about 70% of the kids went to school. And, of course, the state of California provided, you know, breakfast and lunches for all the kids, right? And you cannot even believe how much food was thrown away.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. I mean, full containers of milk. I mean, it was awful what they did. And I said to the teachers there, I said, look, if you really want to take this, you know, take care of this issue, and I'll tell you, nobody's going to leave starving, is there's lots of abuelas in the community here. They'll bring their tortilla makers in. They'll be making hot tortillas every morning for these kids, and they'll have the healthiest breakfast they've ever had in their entire lives, and it will cost you one-fifth of the expenses you're paying right now for this food that kids don't want to eat and they're throwing away.
Absolutely. I mean, just like you mentioned, this is at the heart of our community.
Right.
This is our grandmas, this is our moms, this is our dads. We're just trying to make ends meet, and we could be giving them this opportunity. And also just separately from that, I mean, this would help our economy. This is about businesses. This is about deregulation. This is about the free market and allowing people the opportunity to reach their full potential. You know, these people who are immigrants come here and they want a better life, and unfortunately we're taking that away from them.
I mean, you're really pulling the rug right out from underneath them, right? I mean, because, like, this went into force. So up until recently, you could do this, no harm, no foul. Now, all of a sudden, you're running into fines and people are discouraged from doing this. And that's, you know, that's crippling, like you said, to the economy, but more importantly, to individuals, to these families that are, you know, scraping by, and at a time when, you know, you need every break you can get because our government on a federal level is doing everything they can to destroy our economy, and with inflation and everything else. And here you've got local communities serving one another, you know, with these homemakers being able to do this and to be able to survive. I mean, this just defies common sense.
Yeah. And I would like to point out that right now there's 11,000 people registered as cottage food preparers in Arizona. So,
okay, I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you that number, 11,000. Okay, wow. All right.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's 11,000 people who make food from their homes, and this bill would have expanded what they could do. And I was disappointed to hear that some of the thoughts to vote against this was, it doesn't really matter. There's only a couple people who do this. We'll try again next year. We can come together and maybe look at it differently. And it's like, well, we have the opportunity to do it now. And no, it's not a small thing. 11,000 people are already doing this, and that's not including the people who would want to come into it if this bill were to have been passed. So, yeah, it's unfortunate to see all these people that were very excited about the expansion of cottage foods.
Exactly. You imagine what it would have done to extend the opportunity there for these people in Arizona? I mean, this is win-win all the way around. This is so short-sighted, but this is the problem with politics. Keep up the great fight, Monet, and thank you for coming on. Where can the people go for more information?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bill, for having me. They can go to the LibreInitiative.com to learn all about what we're doing.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business?